Bank of Cardiff, this is Shaw.
Hi, I'm calling regarding an offer I received in the mail, and I have some questions regarding the offer.
Sure. What's the 16-digit reservation code?
2411-2101-0041-3377.
All right, let's take a look. And this is for Midway Disposal? Okay, and is this Melissa?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then just in case we get disconnected, is this phone number ending in 0938 the best number to get back to you at?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Okay. Perfect, so I just pull up your file here. I'm just going to confirm a couple pieces of info I have on your business, and then I can answer any questions you might have.
Okay.
Okay. Is the legal name of the business also Midway Disposal?
That is a DBA. The legal name would be Malar Enterprises, LLC.
Okay. Right. Perfect. And then how long have you guys been in business for?
Since 2012.
Okay. Did you guys purchase the business in 2012?
Yes, from our mom and dad. That's when we incorporated it.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I had originally said 1996, so just want to make sure I got the right, give you guys the,
it goes back even farther than that, which we've always worked here, so we decided to purchase it from them.
Oh, I see. So you worked there for the whole time, and then you guys bought it in 2012.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay, and then are you the 100% owner?
No, I'm in partnership 50-50 with my brother.
Okay. Okay, did your brother also work there before? Or before you guys purchased it? Nice.
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. So I have a lot of different programs here at the bank. Why don't you tell me a little bit about kind of what you're looking to do, and I can point you guys in the right direction.
Okay, we are in the process of building a new building, and of course, everything that comes along with that. We're trying to expand our business to incorporate a transfer facility. So, in doing that, we need a loan. So, we're looking at anywhere from a business loan to a line of credit to whatever it's going to take to get this building up and running so we can start realizing the savings.
Okay, sure. And then how much would you guys need?
We need total of $350,000, but this offer was for $250,000.
Okay. That's like kind of our medium, our average loan size, so that's what we usually put it there. But to give you a better idea, what was your gross annual sales like last year?
Our gross income for the business was $1.4
million. $1.4, okay. And how's this year tracking for you guys?
How is what?
How's this year looking for you guys?
Oh, it's actually looking better.
Oh, that's good.
Our year-to-date is better in our profit and loss statement, yeah.
Okay. What's your year-to-date?
Let me pull that paper out.
Okay, well, if it's like a lot of hassle, that's okay.
Our year-to-date is... I do not know. Our net income is up 20.8% from last year.
Oh, wow. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Total income from January to August is $1.004 million. So.
Okay, so about $1 million up to date, year to date. Okay, that's good. So you guys are definitely tracking to do a little bit better. That's good.
Yeah.
Are you guys doing anything differently this year that's helping you guys grow the business?
No, not really. not really, other than going to be able to offer more services to larger companies. So.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and then you guys are a waste disposal, garbage collection, type of business.
Yes.
Okay.
Mhm.
Okay. Okay, and then do you also have contracts with like commercial businesses too? The last customer I helped that house was also a waste disposal company. They had to supply all the bins and all that sort of thing. Is that kind of the same thing that you guys do?
Yeah, it's pretty much the same. Yep, and one of our largest accounts is we service a township,
you said?
In our area.
Mm.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, so we do the whole township. We pick up everybody's garbage in the township that's included on their taxes. So
oh, wow. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And then you mentioned that you wanted to...
Municipalities, I guess, would be the best way to label that customer.
Yeah. I guess just like a city, basically, or a small town.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
We're way out in the country, so it's townships instead of cities.
Oh, I see. Okay, that makes sense.
Okay.
Okay, and then you mentioned that you want to start doing the transfer service.
Mhm.
Okay. How much is with that? Would you need equipment as well?
We would, but we're not at that point. We need to get the building up and obtain our operating license before we can purchase equipment.
I see. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so mainly what you're looking to do right now is build out the building that you'll need for the transfer service, and then also the licensing, and also anything else within that?
Permits. Yeah, permits, everything that's incorporated in that, yeah.
Okay. Okay, and then the $350 is all for that?
Yes, the $350 is all for that.
Okay.
We're trying to stay within that budget.
Okay. And what is a transport service?
It would be where we can come and dump mechanical devices, which would be like the big trucks that do the big dumpsters. We could build dump those, load them, sort out the recyclables, and then take the remaining in one truck to a landfill.
Oh, I see. Okay, so it's kind of like a sorting center.
It's to sort out the recyclables is the main thing, and it has to be done in Michigan with inside a building. So.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I.e., we need a new building.
Yeah. Okay, and then like the sorting part of it, would you need equipment for the sorting part?
We will eventually. Yes. Yeah.
Eventually.
We'll
okay.
Shredder and everything. Yeah.
Mhm. Okay. So the reason why I'm asking all these, detailed questions is because our capital loans is basically we can free up about 10 to 15% of your gross annual sales as the capital. So based on your gross sales of, I'm just going to round it up a little bit since you guys are, tracking to do a little bit better. I'll just say 1.6. On the higher range, we're going to do 240,000, and then lower range we're gonna do like 160.
Okay.
And obviously there's gonna plus and minus here and there too. And obviously the final approval will depend on the bank statement and the overall health of the business currently too. But that's kind of like how we calculate how much we are able to free up for you. And if you do have any kind of equipment in that doesn't eat into your the amount that we can give you in cash. It's a separate loan, and we can give you on top of what you qualify for capital. And so that's why I was make sure that we split up the loan properly if there is any kind of equipment.
I understand. And now, what would the interest rate say on the max, the 240? What would the interest rate be on that?
Sure. So let me just ask you a couple more qualifying questions. I can give you a better idea here. What would you rate your credit? National average is about 680.
Actually, we just ran it, and it was 760.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
And that's yours? How about your brother?
Last time it was checked, it was 720.
7:20. Okay. Okay. And you guys both been the owner of the business since 2012?
Yes.
Okay. So your time in business is about 4 years or so. Okay. And I'm just kind of curious, what is the motivation behind you know, starting the transfer service? Is it to compete with your competitors, or is really good for your return on investment?
It would be the only licensed transfer facility in our county.
Oh, nice.
So there's a need for it.
I see. Okay.
Yeah, and it's a big county. And as a hauler, we service at least 5 other counties, so we would be the only.
So it really opens up your doors to a lot of different other townships.
The nearest one is like an hour and a half away. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, it's going to help us grow exponentially. It's just one of those things that to get it up and running and realize the savings. It's
a hard
process.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then obviously on the higher range of 240, it's still below the 350 that you want ideally. How much do you need just to start the project? Because this is a renewable source of loan too. So if you need it later on, if you can't do the full amount right now, about halfway through your loan, you're able to get more.
Okay. How long do these loans typically go for?
The higher, the longest is only 3 years.
It's only 3 years. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That was my next question. It's one of those things where this week we need $30,000. Next week we'll need $100,000. It's one of those things that each part of the project comes in.
Mm-hmm.
We have to pay for it. So it's easier to have the lump sum and where am I going to get this next $100,000 from?
Mm-hmm, exactly. How long is it going to take you guys to, build out the building and everything?
Finish it? 2 months.
2 months? Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And would it be, like, up and running in 2 months, too, or do you have, like, a time lag between that?
We have to apply. Once it's finished and once it passes all the inspections, then we have to apply for operating license, and that could take up to 6 months.
Oh, wow. Okay. So it might be up to 8 months before you can even use it. Oh, wow.
Yes.
Okay.
And now, is this a variable rate or is it a set rate? Is it a monthly payment? Is it a weekly payment? How does this set up?
Sure. So have you had a working capital loan before?
No.
No. Okay. So how working capital loans work is basically we qualify you for the largest amount possible. You decide on how much you want, and then we deposit it directly into the business checking account. And it's also a fixed rate, and you pay principal and interest back at the same time. So it's not separated and compounded.
Okay.
And then also there's 3 different payment options available. We have daily, weekly, and monthly. And then whichever option it is that you qualify for or choose, it would be automatically deducted from your bank account.
Withdrawn.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And now what are the rates running right now?
Sure. So the rate's all over the map. So it starts at 10 cents on a dollar. So it's not 10%. It's just basically it's a fixed cost of 10 cents on a dollar. As a payment.
Okay.
But I will be able to tell you exactly how much you qualify for and what your term would be with the application.
Okay, so to go ahead and fill out this application or give you a call back. Would you rather me fill the application out and email it to you, or would you rather me do it on the phone with you?
I can send you a PDF form, and then you can fill it out and then just sign it. And then we'll also need just a 6 months of most recent bank statement, so just from February to July. And then also just the most recent tax return. So it's just 3 items, and we'll be able to tell you exactly how much you qualify for and what the term is.
No, business or personal tax return?
It would be business. So this is a business loan, so it's another good thing. It doesn't go on your personal credit, so it's not going to you know, affect your personal life at all. So it's a business loan directly onto the business credit.
Okay. Give me an idea, like, if we did qualify for the 240, what my payment would be if we chose the monthly option.
Mm-hmm. I can't really give you, like, exactly, and I don't want to give you, you know, unrealistic expectations on what it would be. You know, I don't want to, you know, over, you know, quote you or underquote you, you know.
Yeah, sorry? Can you kind of give me a spectrum? I mean, can you give me, like, high or low end?
I can't right now, just because I have to look at the health of the business, like the tax return. It shows your, you know, gross annual sales and your net income, your bank statement to show your the most recent, you know, health of the business, and also your I do have to take a look at your credit as well as part of the process. It is a soft pull, so you don't, it doesn't ding you like 5 points or anything like that. So after looking at four things, I will be able to tell you exactly.
Okay, good, excellent. Well, let me give you a call back. Can I give you my email so you can send me the PDF form?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can. Okay. What's your email?
Midway. Yep, it goes right to me. It's midwaydisposal@gmail.com.
Gmail.com. Okay, so midwaydisposal@gmail.com.
Correct.
Okay, perfect. So I'll go ahead and send that over to you. But, you know, looking at your credit and your, you know, if your credit and also your brother's credit, it looks like it's pretty decent. Your time in business is a little bit on the shorter side, but it's not too bad. It's not like 2 years or anything like that. So it looks like you'll probably qualify for one of our A or B programs.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
And
so I'll go ahead.
What the A or B program?
It means one of the better interest ones.
Okay.
So we work with all different tiers. We have A to D for credit tiers.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, looking at you and your brother's credit, it looks pretty good. So I would say that you probably qualify for one of our better programs. I don't know exactly what that number would be, but I know that, you know, looking at what you told me, it would be a good one.
Okay, excellent. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
Sure, no problem. I will send it over to you right now. And then do you know when you might be able to get everything in to me?
It just depends. My afternoon's been kind of crazy, so mm-hmm. as soon as I get the email, take a look at it, and get everything into it, hopefully within the next day or two.
Okay, sounds good. I will touch base with you. I'll look out for it, and then if I don't see anything, I'll just touch base with you in like 2 days.
All right, sounds good. Thank you so much.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks, Melissa. Have a good day.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.